What is meditation for you?
For me, meditation is a way of organizing your mind and straightening out your thought pattern. You're doing this online university. You're constantly trying to find a job or somehow to spend your time useful and do not waste it. Every single day is all you're thinking about. And those thoughts kind of create this bubble. You cannot think past that. These are the barriers that kind of surround you and you live in that.
Tell me about your first meditation experience.
I was in a camp a very long time ago, and one of our camp counselors, he did yoga and a bunch of stuff connected with it. We were all laying on our backs. He told us to imagine a beautiful place, to feel every single part of our body, to be mindful of our breath and focus on only one thing. Feel every single part of our body. Be mindful of our breath and focus on only one thing. I felt I was drifting away, and as if I was losing control of my body. It definitely felt like it was slipping out of my control, and I didn't like that feeling. Like I was letting go of something that I didn't want to at the moment. And it made me feel really panicking a bit, to be honest.
When you're sleeping and suddenly you feel like you're falling down, and you just wake up straight away from that. You were not expecting it, like it came out of nowhere, like you were just lying down, something was happening, and then suddenly you come back to senses and you're like, oh, what? I didn't sign up for that. I didn't know that that was going on. And you're just trying to desperately come back to senses. You've been tricked into being calm. And you just want to go back. That's what I mean, like you're losing control. I got scared and I panicked of the discovery of that numb feeling, because it was always there when I was meditating. I realized it quite suddenly and it threw me off a bit.
A few months back, when all the university load was getting a bit heavy and all the moving from London back home and not being able to come back to university,
and the pressure of trying to find a job, and
all of that mess that most of the students are facing nowadays, I thought that turning to meditation would be a way to solve it, or at least make it easier to bear. I tried the Netflix series. It had this very slow and mild introduction, like a beginner to meditation. And it felt really nice the very first time I tried it. I zoned out for about 5 minutes. When the narrator said to focus on your breath, again, as the previous time I tried meditating, it felt a bit different. It felt like I was actually just focusing on my breath and I was feeling what was going on in my body and around me, which made me feel a lot calmer.
While meditating, where are we all going? What do you think?
I don't think we're specifically going anywhere. How I imagine the meditation process itself in my mind is when the narrator in those Netflix series tells you to focus on one thing. For example, if it's your own breath, then I kind of imagine a void, but not a void like a scary void. A void where you're floating in freely. And you're not afraid that you're gonna fall down or suddenly fly up or go anywhere. It's just you're there. In my room, every time I meditate, I put on like an orange light. So space around me has this like very warm orange or reddish sound around it, like burgundy probably, if I would describe the color precisely. Whenever my mind drifts off on some different thoughts or something slips in, the picture is falling apart one by one, but then when you gradually bring your attention back to what you were focusing on in the very beginning, it goes back to this like stale state. And then you come back and you feel okay.
Did meditation change your perception on the world around? Did meditation change your perception on the world around?
I never had an experience that made me change the whole perspective on a huge subject, but those sessions are like little victories for me. When you feel a little bit sad or you feel like a bit overwhelmed by something, after the session you feel a lot lighter. It really took me out from that bubble that I was existing in. I was able to kind of look at what was happening around me from a sort of bird's eye view, which made it seem a lot less heavy. It made me feel a lot less pressure. And it made me look at it from a different perspective. When you focus on this one thing, your breath, whatever the meditation is focused on, basically, the rest of the thoughts kind of line themselves out. And so when you leave that state, you feel relieved because you're not thinking about them at the moment. And then they're like placed in those little folders. So, all right, the job thing, that's what I need to do. You knew those things, but now they feel more structured out.
The thing that people get wrong about meditation is that you kind of lie down, breathe for a bit, get up, and that's it. And that you are supposed to have like a blank mind. It's not just breathing and lying down. You do that when you're sleeping, but you're still having an active mind and you're actively thinking, but that process of thinking straightens out your thoughts. It puts your thoughts into little folders rather than just having a blank mind that people usually think about meditation. I think the most difficult thing about meditation, it has to be consistent. It can be a one-off thing. It definitely helps in that sense. But I'm feeling like if you want to get an actual result and you want to feel it, that something has changed about you in a positive way, of course, then you would need to do it for like consistently, like a month or 2 months or something like that, to finally see some sort of a result. Although it takes like 20 minute tops. Maybe some people can do it for an hour or so. But it's just 20 minutes that you can definitely dedicate throughout your day. Yet again, you just gotta do it.